Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee lawmakers are advancing legislation to give data centers options to produce their own power. It's had unanimous bipartisan support so far, and the conversation has focused on costs. But WPLN's Caroline Eggers says lawmakers have yet to acknowledge its potential impact on pollution.
State Senator Brent Taylor sponsored the bill. He says as data centers spread across Tennessee, he wants to ensure cheap electricity.
This is pretty straightforward legislation. It's designed to protect electrical customers from the growth of these large data centers.
But it's not that simple here in Tennessee. Electricity rates have gone up, but those are controlled by the Tennessee Valley Authority, and TVA is a federal utility. What is clear is that this bill allows data centers to produce their own power or buy power from an independent company. One example is Elon Musk's XAI data centers in Memphis. They're running on large, portable methane gas generators. An analysis this year found that one of the XAI facilities will pollute air enough to drive premature deaths, worsen asthma, and cause heart attacks. That type of fossil fuel use would go unregulated under the proposal. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
It's time for more substantial work at the Nashville Airport's entrance. BNA is tripling the number of escalators and installing new, faster elevators. That's to help transport more passengers more quickly between the ticketing, baggage claim, and ground levels. The Nashville Business Journal reports the so-called central core of the terminal's entrance will be closed for construction for 18 months. The rest of the terminal will be open as usual. It's 75 and partly cloudy here in Nashville. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.